brought to you by stationhousecoffee.com and inspireddisorder.com/audible.
What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Rona Days, episode 31 of the show that will never end because the pandemic is still going. So for those that are curious, yes, I am still sick. It is evolved. It's weird being sick and kind of being comforted by it because I get this cold like around the same time every year. I think it's caused initially by seasonal allergies. I'm not 100% sure, but it seems like when everybody starts, redoing their lawns, it kicks up a bunch of whatever in the air and I end up getting sick. Or at least it's like I end up getting my nasal cavities start overproducing phlegm, right? So I'll get like, and usually like back into my throat, I'll get that post-nasal drip. And I'll wake up, like it'll all happen while I'm sleeping, and I'll wake up and it'll just feel like my throat and my mouth and my lungs are coated in snot. And generally that's what happens. If I can keep it out of my lungs, then I can avoid getting a cough, avoid getting bronchitis, which is something that, it tends to get into. I get like a gnarly sounding cough, which that's the stage I'm at right now. Like I've gotten to the point where it's progress. Like I've had this so many times that like the different steps of progression, I know, and I'm kind of like that last part where I have this cough and it just takes a long time to get rid of. But it's productive, it's like I'm coughing up phlegm, a lot of lung butter, and my nose is starting to run in the correct direction. But I'm taking my medicine, I'm resting as much as possible, which is primarily what I've done this week. I've done a lot of sleeping. Wanted to update my portfolio or update the many faces with, I was trying to get 3 weeks worth. I was only able to do 1 week. So, this starting tomorrow, I want to try and hit it hard and, hopefully, I don't know, I'm still feeling kind of shitty, but, kind of better, right? Cause like, I know I'm towards the end of it and it's just like a crazy cough. For the most part, and it's on its way out. Let's put it that way. But I've been having crazy dreams, and it's probably because I'm not smoking weed, I'm not drinking, so it's like I have stressful, making sure I get my paintings done. The kind of reality that exists outside of the walls of the pandemic and upcoming election and just, all those kinds of stresses, financial stresses, dental stresses, medical stresses, all of those things. And then, of course, it all came to a head on Wednesday. Wednesday was like the coup de grace of like hell for me, right? Like, and what happens with this cold is at night usually, for whatever reason, once it starts, it's probably cooling down, all of the plants or whatever release their pollens into the air. I don't know how it works, but at night everything starts to, the floodgates open. I start to get all stuffy. My nose starts running. I start coughing a lot more. Just like, it's just like everything gets amplified once it gets later in the evening. So Wednesday, the nose starts to run. I start getting the cough, and the cough like is just constant and like ends up causing me to get a migraine, right? Because I'm like pulling muscles in my neck that are causing these migraines that I get. And so I'm dealing with a migraine. I'm trying to go to sleep, right? I'm trying to go to sleep early. It's like 8 o'clock or whatever. But I'm dealing with this migraine. So I got this ice pack on my head, coughing like a lunatic. And then all of a sudden, I'm still not sleeping, kind of just resting, closing my eyes, trying to meditate, trying to just, kind of take my mind off of the migraine that I'm dealing with and kind of take my mind off of the fact that coughing keeps, adding to the pain of the migraine. Out of nowhere, at like 1 o'clock, my butthole is like, you need to go to the restroom now because I'm about to explode all over everything. So I go to the restroom. I explode diarrhea all into the toilet. I'm like, I made it, right? It wasn't even that close. Like, I've had runs to the bathroom that were much more scary than this one. I made it in time. But as I'm sitting there, right, just kind of making sure it's all gone, because sometimes, you know, I'll get diarrhea and there's like a couple waves, you know, and I don't want to like get up, come back to my room, only to lay down and realize I got to run back to the toilet to go throw down some more diarrhea. So I'm sitting there waiting, and all of a sudden I get the sweaty mouth. I get the sweaty mouth like I'm going to throw up. And I know it's because I haven't eaten that much, right? I had some soup earlier just to kind of have something with all the medications that I'm taking, with all the, you know, cold and flu medicines I'm taking. And I'm getting that sweaty mouth, and I'm like, no. Because I'm still sitting on the toilet, right? Maybe have diarrhea coming back out, and then all of a sudden it just comes out and I have to throw up. Luckily, I got the majority of it in the bathtub, and it sprayed all over the bathtub. All over the bathtub. So now I'm sitting on the toilet, right? The bathroom stinks because of my diarrhea poop, right? The bathtub is covered in soup, in chunks of soup. Just disgusting. I've got puke all in my beard and my hands covered in puke. It's like I felt it coming, and I, try to cover your mouth and, you know, to try and get somewhere. The trash can next to the toilet, completely full. There's no way I was going to do that. There's no way I could have turned around to use the toilet because I didn't know if I was going to. Sometimes when you throw up, it makes the poop come out, and I wasn't sure. I mean, even if it did make the poop come out, I would have just shot all over the toilet. Thankfully, it didn't come out that end. It just came out the top end. So I'm sitting there on the toilet, bathtub covered in puke. I still have the migraine from hell, and I've got to, like, clean everything up. I'm like, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I haven't gotten any sleep. I feel like shit, and now I have to clean up all of this stuff. And it was just like Wednesday, was the day from hell. Like everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. It was just horrible. I guess that was Thursday morning, technically. But I was able to clean it up. Thankfully, after all of that, the migraine started to go away. And it could have been because I took some ibuprofen. Sometimes ibuprofen, especially when I have a migraine, just... migraines in general will make me throw up sometimes if they're bad, and sometimes it's because I'll take some ibuprofen and the ibuprofen and that will upset my stomach or whatever. So it is what it is. But I was able to finally go back to bed, lay down, and I actually got a few hours of sleep. But even then, even still, even though all of that, all of the reality, the pain from reality was away, and I was able to drift off into dreamland, I had stressful dreams. I was like with a group of dudes that I don't know in Vegas. We're in like go to a trip to Vegas for some reason, right? A bunch of bro dudes, right? A group of people that I wouldn't be hanging out with anyway. Go to Vegas, and I'm just constantly worried about not being able to party. I'm not worried about not being able to party, but I have to constantly avoid these guys because all they want to do is get fucked up and party. And I know I have a bunch of paintings I need to do the next morning, which is true. Thursday, I had to do paintings because Friday was the last day I had of backlog of paintings to do. So I had to get everything processed Friday, which means I had to do all my painting Thursday so that they can dry by Friday. And it was probably the most, just from top to bottom, stressful, torturous nights. Wednesday night dealing with just everything. Thankfully, that was also kind of the turning point where I started to feel better. Thursday I felt a little bit better. Friday, you know, just kind of was able to get things done to where I am today. I mean, that was only, only a few days ago. But thankfully, I'm starting to feel better. And next week, hopefully next week, it's crazy how like every week there's something, an issue with my, this area, my throat. Like I had that weird sore throat out of nowhere. It's just like, I don't know what's going on, but I need to get past this and just have some normal weeks, normal productive weeks. But my dreams have been insane, insane. And I forgot a lot of them. Otherwise, I'd be telling you even more. But oh, yeah, one was a fire. I had a dream where I changed a light bulb in a lamp, and it started a fire inside the wall. And I had to run and get the fire extinguisher, and I was tearing the wall open with my bare hands to try and open it up to see if it was, you know, it was really slow-moving fire, you know, and I'd shoot it with the fire extinguisher, and it, like, I had to remove, like, three walls in the room I was in to kind of get rid of, and I'm, like, yelling the whole time for my roommate to call the fire department, but they just bounced. Like, the person I was yelling for help just left. Like, they didn't, they're like, fuck you, you're on your own. And then somebody else came home, and they ended up calling, giving the wrong address. It's just been very stressful in general, all of my dreams. And I'm ready to getting back to my normal routine of not dreaming as much, or at least not remembering my dreams. But yeah. Make sure you vote. I voted too. Well, I haven't dropped it off yet, but I got my ballot finally in the mail, and I just need to go take it to a drop-off box. But make sure you vote. Make sure you wear your masks and take care of yourself. Make sure you support our sponsor, StationHouseCoffee.com, and follow Station House Coffee on Instagram for small batch, single origin, premium coffee brewed in Thetford Center, Vermont, and shipped directly to you. Support small business and get yourself some amazing coffee. Order yours now over at stationhousecoffee.com and follow Station House Coffee on Instagram. Get yourself two free books with your subscription, free trial subscription to Audible. Use my link, inspireddisorder.com/audible. That's AUDIBLE. It's one free book credit per month. A bunch of Audible originals, guided wellness programs, news, everything for you, but get yourself two free books just by signing up through my link, inspireddisorder.com/audible. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com and follow the show on Instagram @RayTaylorShow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!